Hi, it's Phil Henry. Welcome to today's Backstage Pass Classic Hour for this Saturday, the first day of June, 2019. And we go back, almost 20 years to January of 2000 for today's Classic Podcast Hour. It's Bobby Dooley hosting her annual Super Bowl Gala, where there will be a chili cook-off and a nacho competition. Bobby suspects that her neighbor, Janice Greeley, has stolen her nacho recipe. This is classic Bobby in all of her hostess glory and all of her glory as the Homeowners Association president, and yet still in all the same paranoid status, not just status-seeking, but status-grabbing power that personality that we know Bobby to have. It's Bobby Dooley, the Homeowners Association president, by the way, worried about her nacho recipe getting stolen. And if memory serves and the past is any indication, it's probably a really lousy recipe. Here's Bobby and probably Steve from January of 2000, our BSP Classic Hour of the Day.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That Carvin Knowles is a real piece of work. That guy's, he's wonderful. He's exuberant. He enjoyed his work. He almost sounded manic. He almost sounded mad. Just, that's me on the wah-wah pedal. Humor in porno films, humor in adult films, is either very self-conscious or unnecessary. It never really works. It doesn't work because it's... I say self-conscious, you know, the performers are self-conscious, or the people putting the humor into the movie, or anybody attempting to get laughs out of a porno movie, it's a self-conscious effort at, you know, straying from the real point, and the real point is a sexual experience, right? So it's really self-conscious, or it's superfluous to, you know, to the point. Little did they know that when they made the music for that stuff, that they were introducing the only real laughs you're going to find in a porno movie, and it's pretty substantial. It's the freaking music itself. That thing, that whole ring, 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 boom, 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 boom. Hi, I'm Bob. I'm the plumber, the one with the extra long hose. Boom, 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 boom. Here comes the music. Here comes the good stuff. Because the music has started, you know, the good stuff can't far be behind like that. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association has joined us this evening. And that's some pretty wild stuff, huh, Bobby?
Well, Phil, I'm not going to comment on that, but I think you sounded like you're having a good time.
All right, let's get to what the reason why you called.
Although I'm not saying that adult films are anything that, you know, people shouldn't enjoy, but I think as a mother, I've been married a few years, I don't want to...
You don't want to give away any secrets that you and Steve have, right?
No, I don't want to give away any of our secrets, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about this weekend. You have at the Western States Homeowners Association at your community center up there, are you having your fifth annual Super Bowl gala?
We are, Phil. We are having our fifth annual Super Bowl gala, which features not only the game, but we have our chili, and we're going to have sandwiches. We will have a no-host bar, but we will be serving beer, which will be a host. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a competition featuring, and this is something that I didn't know if you wanted to get into this or not, but it's going to feature our nachos. We have a lot of people like to have these chili cook-offs. We have a nacho competition, although I don't know whether Mike told you what's going on with that.
No, he did not.
We're having a problem with that, but let me get everything out of the way, and then maybe we can talk about that if you want.
All right, well, it's this Saturday. Right?
No, it's...
I'm sorry, it's on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's on Sunday.
Why did I say Saturday? So Sunday, right?
Yeah, it starts at 2:15. No, it's going to start at 1:15. Game time is at 3:15. But we will have our chili cook-off, and we'll have our nacho competition.
What is the nacho competition again?
That was what we were, you know, concerned with. In doing the, in coming on the air tonight, that's what I was concerned with. I didn't know whether you wanted to hear what's going on with that.
Are you still going to have that?
We are, but we have a problem
Well, what is it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know Janice, I'm going to try to find her last name here. I had her last name. Janice Niece, who lives over the Magnolia Phase and has worked with our Homeowners Association.
I know of her. I don't know her personally, no.
Okay. We have our housekeeper, a young lady by the name of Letty. And she was in the supermarket the other day, and she saw Janice Niece's girl in there.
And Janice Niece's girl meaning?
Her housekeeper.
Okay.
And saw her purchasing nacho recipe ingredients, and they were obviously my recipe, so that's why.
What is going on? I don't understand.
Well, what's happening here, Phil, is that we're having our nacho competition, and, you know, I think that Janice Niece is stealing my recipe, and that's why I don't know whether or not you wanted to talk about this.
Well, what are you suspecting? Is somebody is stealing a nacho recipe from you, and this is a competition, right?
We are having our competition, and it's not the first prize is not that big of a thing. It's a couple of tickets, you know, out of town to a bed and breakfast up in Northern California. But I have been involved in the nacho competition for the last 3 years. And when my girl came back from the supermarket and told me that she had seen Janice Niece's lady in there buying all of the ingredients that I use in my nacho recipe, which has been a winner in our nacho competition for the last 3 years, and is a secret recipe, I really felt myself getting faint. I suffer from heart palpitations as it is, Phil. It's one of the, you know, my heart starts to palpitate, you know, and I get into problems. And she had gotten a hold of my recipe, and I literally felt myself blacking out when I heard about this.
Well, you heard Janice Niece's housekeeper was in the supermarket buying ingredients for a nacho recipe that is exclusively yours.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you suspect happened here?
Somehow, she's gotten a hold of my recipe. And I am so angry, and I'm so disappointed. I'm going through a lot of different emotions. Physically, it has hurt me. I feel myself getting faint at times. When I heard about it, I almost blacked out. I feel hot and cold sweats coming on. It's just a lot of different things, Phil. This goes to trust. It goes to friendship. You think back on your friendship, and then you think to yourself how many times I could have been stabbed in the back by her. I mean, how many times I was alone with her. I didn't want to have this get in the way of our friendship. But
well, what are the main ingredients? What was she buying? Can you tell us?
Well, it is my recipe, Phil, and it's one that has my mother taught me. And
well, this is a nacho recipe, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me some of the ingredients?
Well, you use tortilla chips. These are the things that she was buying. So
I was going to say, it can't be much of a secret now if she was purchasing these things, right?
Well, she was buying tortilla chips, salsa. God, I can feel my palpitations starting again.
All right, if you don't want to do this.
No, it's all right, but
what do you put into your nacho? This is a recipe that you've had for a number of years.
Yes, it is.
What do you use? She's got it, okay, Bobby? I mean,
I understand, Phil. I use tortilla chips. I use extra hot salsa, ground beef, and cheddar cheese. Okay? And I really feel so terrible that
you use tortilla chips?
Tortilla chips, extra hot salsa, ground beef, and cheddar cheese. And, you know, I mean, I won't tell you the brands or anything. I'm so emotional about it.
Bobby, I'm very, very sorry. So what is going on now?
Well, she stole the recipe outright from me. And I was going to, you know, present this at our Super Bowl gala. And obviously she has this recipe now.
Why do you suspect that she's stolen it from you, dear?
Because it was my own recipe. And somehow, I don't know who, someone has given it to her. I really suspect that she's done this.
But you don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure, but she has a girl going into Gelson's buying tortilla chips, extra hot salsa, ground beef, and cheddar cheese. That is exclusively something that I use for my nachos.
That nobody else uses?
That no one else uses, no.
And all right, hold on for a second here, Bobby. Bobby Dooley is with us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I got to take a break. And she's talking about her friend Janice Neese stealing her nacho recipe. We were going to talk about their Super Bowl gala. Now she suspects her friend of stealing the Super Bowl nacho recipe. The main ingredients are tortilla chips, extra hot salsa, ground beef, and cheddar cheese. 1-800-449-8686. See if you can get Janice Neese on the phone, too. I'd really appreciate that, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Okay, what music is this? Ed Wood. Well, it's too slow. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Bobby Dooley with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You suspect a friend of yours of stealing your nacho recipe for the Super Bowl gala that is coming up on Sunday over there, right?
Yes, Phil, I do.
How do you know she stole it?
I don't know. I know that Janice was over at the house last week. I remember going into the garage to get some ice because we were having a drink. She was alone in my kitchen. She could have gone through my recipe file. I happen to know that she's one of those people who loves. She's a busybody. And this was a recipe that I had formulated myself along with members of my family. And when you have something that you have created and someone is stealing from you, you really get angry and you get very, very hurt. And
you know, the secret ingredient that you're talking about are your nacho recipes, tortilla chips, extra salsa, ground beef, and cheddar cheese. Is that right?
Yes. Now, let me tell you something, Phil.
All right. I wanted to get this because you're saying this is ultra secret. It sounds like a lot of nacho recipes that I've heard.
Phil, this is, if you've heard of other nacho recipes having this, then I don't know where they're getting their ideas, but mine was the original. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Janice, and this is how angry I am. I happen to know she had an abortion 2 years ago. I also happen to know...
All right, whoa. Now, we're talking about...
No, Phil, I heard that she had... I heard that her husband left the home for 3 months while they were sorting their marriage out, and that she had an abortion.
And all right, we're talking about a nacho recipe, okay? We don't need to get ugly, okay?
No, and she didn't need to steal it from me either. She had an abortion 2 years ago. Her husband left their home for 3 months while their marriage was getting sorted out. Okay?
So in other words, what? So in other words, if you find out that she stole your nacho recipe, you're going to let everybody know that she had an abortion 2 years ago?
Yes. Yeah, Phil, I think there comes a time when you have friends that you love and you trust who stab you in the back. You know, I see my recipe for nachos, and I suddenly see that someone else has my recipe for nachos, and I happen to know that she had an abortion. Maybe her abortion isn't going to be so private. This really angers me. And when I had heard that she was stealing the recipe, I'm telling you right now, I felt violated. She violated my trust, and she violated our friendship together.
I think it's a little extreme to talk. You know, an abortion is very traumatic, okay?
Yes, and theft is very traumatic, Phil.
But wait a second. I think it's very extreme to say that you're going to start running around the neighborhood telling people about her abortion because she took your nacho recipe.
It was a creation of mine, okay? The same way a child is a creation. I create, she murders. I create things, she murders things. She murdered her baby 2 years ago. Now she's murdering my nacho recipe. Do you understand, Phil?
And I understand that you feel very emotional about the fact that she took a nacho recipe from you.
I'm not going to stand by and watch her murder my recipe, murder my creation in cold blood. Okay? So that's why I'm saying to you that Genesis abortion is going to be too private either. That's what we're talking about. It's really not about a nacho recipe. It's about creativity.
All right, here is Somas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Bobby, I think you're a little misguided right now because that seems like a very plain and basic nacho recipe. You know, you can go down to any taco restaurant.
I don't know if you've made nachos before or not.
You go to taco restaurants?
No, I do not go to taco restaurants.
You know, some of them have the word bell in them or something, you know, and they have something quite similar to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
recipe that I use at our Super Bowl galas. Okay, so I'm glad I could help you.
Do you use shredded cheese?
Yes, I use shredded cheddar cheese.
You do?
Uh-huh. What is your point?
Well, my point is, I made nachos like this week, and I watched wrestling. I watched the Royal Rumble, and I made nachos just like this. And I didn't steal any recipe.
This is a recipe that I have had for about 15 years for nachos.
Yeah.
It's tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips, ground beef. I don't know. I don't understand the man's call.
The man is saying that he made this exact same thing this weekend watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. In other words, if you did, where did you get the idea?
Well, I got the idea from the taco restaurant. Of course, I didn't have the same kind of cheese sauce, but you shredded cheese, sharp cheddar cheese, and, you know, it worked out pretty good.
Well, what I'm saying, Phil, is that recipe that young man's talking about was stolen.
All right, you want to know where I found it?
And it was stolen from me, and, you know, I want some recompense.
All right, so this guy who made nachos this weekend stole it from you.
That's correct.
Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Tampa Bay.
Yes, sir.
And we're calling. And
good for you.
We use the exact same nacho recipe.
Oh, stop it. You know,
okay.
You use the exact same recipe. Where did you learn it?
We got the recipe from a little old Mexican lady that used to make it in Mexico years and years ago. We've noticed. I mean, this is crazy. You can't say that somebody stole a nacho
recipe.
Someone
stole my nacho recipe from me. I use tortilla chips.
I mean, well, that'd be like you saying you invented nachos.
No, did you hear what I said? I didn't say that, did I?
Everybody uses basically the same recipe.
I use tortilla chips.
You know?
I use tortilla chips.
If you throw a little lettuce in there.
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
I use tortilla chips.
Well, everybody uses tortilla chips.
Do you heat them up?
That's how you make nachos.
Do you heat them up?
Oh, I may not heat them up.
There we go.
Oh, you heat your nachos up? Well, what if we throw them in a microwave like everybody else does?
You just said that you didn't.
That's crazy. You can't go around
just
telling everybody that your friend stole your nachos.
All right, hold on. Hold the line here. We got to take a break. Bobby Dooley is with us. We'll get hopefully to the bottom of this. She has a nacho recipe that she says her friend stole for the Super Bowl gala party this weekend. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is with us here from the Western States Homeowners Association. Their Super Bowl gala is coming up on Sunday, and they are having a nacho competition. Apparently, her recipe was stolen. I have a gentleman in Tampa. What is your name, sir?
My name is Alan.
Alan, and a lady in... Okay, and there's a lady in Santa Clarita. Hello, Santa Clarita?
Hi.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Tanya.
Okay, Alan and Tanya, and Bobby, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Who would like to open up here so we can kind of move this along?
Well, Phil, I just wanted to mention that when someone is a friend of yours and steals something from you, I don't think it's wrong to want to get some revenge.
But to say that, you know, is the guy in Tampa gone? Okay. To say that you're going to tell everybody she had an abortion.
Yes, I will. I'll do it. You watch me.
It has nothing to do with a nacho recipe, though.
What does it have to do with that?
That's something so personal and...
What does that have to do with that?
It has nothing to do with a nacho recipe. That's such a simple thing.
It was something that I created, okay? I created a delicious nacho recipe, okay? So if you were to come to our party on Saturday, you would say, this is something that gives me joy. This is something that tastes good, okay?
Wait, I didn't murder my... that she stole it?
She was over at my home last week. I went into the garage to get something. She was in the kitchen where I keep my recipes.
Okay, but how do you know she stole it? And to go and
Hello, I use tortilla chips. I use cheddar cheese.
Everybody
I
uses
use
tortilla chips and
she's using
cheese.
The same thing.
But everybody does.
What do you use? I'm sorry?
Every restaurant you go uses tortilla chips in a nacho recipe.
What kind?
Tortilla chips.
But you can't say what kind, can you?
Does it matter? What does that have to do with an abortion? I don't understand.
I created life, and she took away life. That's what it has to do with.
But it's not life. It's food.
It's food. It's not life, okay?
What does food do? It gives life.
Food doesn't give life.
I'm sorry?
I don't understand that. You're not making a baby.
What do you mean food doesn't give life?
How does it give life? It doesn't produce life.
Food does not give life.
You're comparing that to pregnancy. How does that work?
Here's how it works, dear. When I make nachos, when I make
pregnant when you make nachos?
No, I'm feeding people, and it's helping them stay alive.
Okay, but they don't have to eat nachos
I didn't go
alive.
Into an abortion clinic and have my child vacuumed out of my uterus.
But maybe she had no other choice. That's really nobody's business except hers.
I'm sorry. Her husband left the home for 3 months. They say it was another woman.
But that's her and her husband's business. It's not the whole world's business to say on the radio over a nacho recipe.
And her daughter, the way her daughter dresses.
What does her daughter dressing have to do with it?
She dresses in a very loose manner.
What does her daughter have to do with a nacho recipe to even bring her daughter into
it? Her daughter's going to be pregnant by the time she's 16.
Oh, my God.
And what has all of this got to do with your nacho recipe?
I told you I created something that is life-giving. The nachos that I created. The cheese, the ground beef, the tortilla chips. Are you with me? Are you with me? Hello?
I don't see how that's life-giving. I don't see how cheese and ground beef are life-giving.
You're one of the stupidest women I've ever talked to in my life.
Oh, I'm stupid. You're the one going crazy over tortilla chips.
Do you eat food?
Okay, yes, but I don't need to eat tortilla chips.
Why do you eat food?
I can eat anything. It doesn't have to
be
nachos.
Why do you eat food?
Because I'm hungry?
Because you need to stay alive, maybe?
Okay, yes.
Okay, thank you.
What does that have to do with an abortion?
Thank you.
Can you answer me
that? I finally got it out of you. Thank you.
I don't have to eat tortilla chips to be alive, though, do I?
Are you telling me that you go through an entire day without any corn products?
Yes, I do, actually.
That is very unhealthy. You don't eat any corn products.
No, I don't.
Well, you're in big trouble.
Well, I still... Okay.
What are you telling me? She has to eat nachos? Or
I'm saying that she should have some kind of processed corn, yes.
I think
Otherwise,
you can live without processed corn in your diet.
No, you have to have processed corn because you can tell, and I don't want to be indelicate, but we've all had bowel movements, all right? And if you eat corn, guess what happens?
Okay, but...
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So it has to be processed. And speaking of defecations, that's all that Janice... niece knows how to make. Her nachos look like a defecation.
I am so shocked. I'm just saying, until you had 100% proof, you shouldn't bring her personal life on the radio. That's all I'm saying.
That's a very good point. You don't have 100% proof that she stole your nacho recipe. You have simply your assumption. And what do you mean, have you ever seen corn after you've eaten it? All right, I understand, but you don't have to have processed corn. Here's Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I'd like to tell that lady that she has no claim to any recipe.
I'm sorry, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
Unless you have patented the process and has your name on it, it's not yours. I can take Kentucky Fried Chicken and add pepper to it, and it'd be mine. And I can open up my own chicken shack. It's not yours.
Right. That's exactly right.
It'll never be yours, and it's not yours. And for you to go on and talk about this lady's abortion because of some recipe is just really petty.
Don't you have a life of your own? What do you think about people who steal your chicken recipe?
I don't care if they take it. Kentucky Fried Chicken doesn't care if you take it.
I have a little more pride.
It doesn't matter. They have written books on recipes from every restaurant in the world.
Listen to how I do chicken. It's free. Listen to recipe books every day.
It's free.
Listen to how I do chicken.
Nobody cares how you do chicken.
I deep fry it in peanut oil.
Nobody cares how you do chicken. People do it all the time. Are you crazy?
What do you think
Church's Chicken and Popeye's chicken put their chicken in?
You deep fry it in what, Bobby?
I deep fry it. The lady isn't understanding me. I deep fry it in peanut oil.
Everybody else does, too.
That is such a vicious lie.
Honey, I used to work in a chicken place. I know.
How do you do your chicken?
I cook my chicken in vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil. What kind?
Canola oil.
Oh, look at you. What, are you writing it down so you can steal it?
I'm not about to give you a recipe. It doesn't matter. This is not a show about a recipe. This is a show about a petty woman.
Honey, there's no way you do chicken.
Recipe and is going off about somebody else's abortion because she doesn't have a life of her own. If a nacho recipe is all that you have, you need to go get some books and find something else to make.
Wait a second. She had an abortion.
So what?
She should never steal my nacho recipe.
A lot of people have had abortions.
I happen to know she had her face lifted.
So what? She could have had major surgery done all over her body.
What does this have to do? You guys are talking about abortions, facelifting, and her husband leaving her, and it's about a nacho recipe. Do you understand?
That's so stupid.
She'll learn. This will teach her to mess with me.
She hasn't done anything to you. Your nacho recipe is not that great.
All right, let me...
I have a degree in professional cooking, and your nacho recipe is not that great, okay?
How dare you?
Because I know how to cook, and I don't think you do.
Well, you say you put pepper on your chicken. Hello, that's... Ugh.
Everybody does.
Peppering chicken sounds pretty good to me.
Everybody does.
Everybody? Well, I don't.
All the most famous restaurants that have chains across the nations have pepper in their chicken.
And they don't deep fry it in peanut oil.
Yes, they do.
Yes, the lady just said they did. Yes, they do.
That's a vicious lie.
I work in a chicken place.
Where?
At Popeye's Chicken. It's a nationally known chain.
Well, if Popeye's Chicken came along, you're saying they use peanut oil?
Yes, they do.
All right. Somebody from that organization is going to have to call me then.
They don't have to call you and tell you anything. They don't care what you think. They've got other people buying their food.
Wait a minute. You have a degree in cooking and you work...
I have a degree in professional cooking.
And you worked at Popeye's.
Oh, that was way back in college.
Well, there's something isn't adding up. I'd like someone from Popeye's to call me.
Good luck getting that to happen.
If they're using peanut oil in their chicken, hello, it's thievery.
You better say that's your opinion.
You can't prove it.
You can't prove that.
You can't prove it.
When did Popeye's...
I lived in New Orleans back in 1977, and I was buying Popeye's fried chicken down on De Gaulle Boulevard.
I beg your pardon?
I said I lived in New Orleans back in 1977, and I bought Popeye's fried chicken, fried in peanut oil, down on De Gaulle Boulevard.
That's probably before you were thinking about frying chicken.
Say that again.
That was before you were thinking about frying chicken.
No, the other part.
I was living in New Orleans. Well, you forget about the other part. The fact is that this lady was working there, and she knows they were deep frying it in peanut oil.
Okay. I want Popeye's to call me.
They're not going to call you. Why do you think they're going to call you? They don't have anything to prove to you.
If anything, you
need to prove to them that you had the recipe before they did so you can cash in. And you can't do that. If you could, you would have.
I happen to know that Janice's niece has had a facelift.
It doesn't matter what she had.
Nobody cares.
Why is that your business?
Because she stole
my... What's your niece's doing?
First of all, what are your children doing?
Where's your husband?
My husband's... Don't worry. What kind of nut is he? He'll be home in a while.
How many abortions have you had? How many facelifts and body adjustments have you had?
I had one as a teenager. We all did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, everybody didn't.
Every girl I knew as a teenager. Are you white?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, that's why you didn't have one. But most of the girls...
Okay, well, what is... And what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
My sister
has had one, but she had one as an adult.
Black women always keep their unwanted children. Now, I...
Okay, that's a lie. You know something? All right, I'm done with you. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I appreciate it very much. You're black. That's why you didn't have one. 1-800-449-8686. I used to eat at Popeye's Fried Chicken down in New Orleans down in 1977. It was pretty good food back then. I ain't had a Popeye's Fried Chicken in so long. I can't tell you what it tastes like now. But I used to get that stuff down there in New Orleans because it had that spicy stuff all over it. I like that extra spicy. I don't know what it was. I don't know what they threw on it. Stuff was damn good. It's Phil Henry's show here. 1-800-449-8686. May I please mention, because we've given away seven of them tonight, that the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD is on sale at our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. You can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD at our website, $20. $3.50 shipping and handling. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and we appreciate it. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, with Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. Your nacho recipe will be at the Super Bowl gala?
No, Phil. What I plan on doing is going into the Super Bowl gala and telling everyone that Janice Neese had an abortion and that she has had her face lifted.
So in other words, you're going to go in there and you're going to ruin this woman's reputation.
If she shows up with the nachos. If she does not, I'll keep my mouth shut. But if I walk in there with my platter of nachos and she walks in, then there's a little matter of a vacuum going into Janice Neese's uterus that we're going to be discussing.
At a Super Bowl party?
Yes.
While everybody's eating?
Yeah, especially while everyone's eating, yeah.
I don't see what you hope to prove. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, good, ma'am.
Bobby, you're not the first person that cooked your chicken in peanut oil.
Oh, stop.
And you're not the only person that does it either.
I do it. I cook
my
chicken.
Well, today was my last day at Chick-fil-A, Inc. We're all over the nation.
Chick-fil-A?
We're in Atlanta. Yes, have you heard of it?
I wouldn't eat a Chick-fil-A if I was starving.
Okay, well, how about they pressure cook their chicken peanut oil.
Darling, I don't pressure cook my chicken.
But isn't peanut oil stupid?
I'm stupid, am I? How old are you?
You're stupid for doing what you do. I'm only 18 years old, and I know
and you're speaking
not to go
to a woman
and spread somebody's business because they took a nacho recipe? That's dumb.
You call me stupid, I take you over my knee and paddle your little black behind.
Okay, so you want to talk about me being black, huh? And unwanted children, I know more white unwanted children than I do black. So now what? You guys have problems too.
Are you saying that you know people who've had abortions?
I'm sure that you had an abortion. How about that?
I had one when I was a teenager,
I'm sure
yes.
That you, if you don't have...
Are you 17?
If you haven't had a facelift, I bet you need one because I bet your face is wrinkled.
How old are you? You're 18?
Yes, I am.
And you've not yet had an abortion?
No, I haven't.
Well, you
Thank
will.
You very much.
You
I'm
will.
A virgin, and
you,
no, I won't. Because
you've got a few more months left.
By the time I have kids, I'll be married, and I won't be griping over a nacho recipe. Because I have more sense than you'll ever have.
Janice Neese. Hello?
Yes.
Janice Neese, she had her ass lifted.
Okay, you need your breast lifted, I'm sure.
I bet you don't need your ass lifted, though, do you?
I bet I don't, because I bet it looks damn good.
I bet you it is, because you got that little black behind.
I bet you have a black behind, and that's why no man ever wanted to.
I beg your pardon?
I bet that's why no man ever wanted to. I bet that's why your husband's not even at home right now.
My husband will be
home
soon.
I'm on the Phil Henry Show, 6:40.
White women's asses do sag. Yes, what's that to you? Hello?
Yes?
Are you at Chick-fil-A right now?
No, I'm off work right now. I'm on my way home right now.
It's too bad you're not there anymore because you could have left them. You could have told them to make better food before you left.
What?
It would have been a great thing.
I could have told them to make better food. I bet you will still be still.
All right, this is ridiculous, okay?
Well, she's talking about my ass sagging. Well, my ass doesn't sag, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Virginia Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling. I thought for sure that this show was just a big joke, and I didn't think it was for real.
No, I don't think it's funny or a joke when someone steals something that's near to you.
But, I mean, my God, you're treating it like it's a child. It's a daggone recipe. I mean, I think you need serious psychiatric help.
It is my nacho recipe.
I'm a white female. I've never had an abortion. None of my friends that I went to school with that I know ever had abortion.
Wait a second. You're white and you've never had an abortion?
I have never had an abortion. I'm 33 years old. I had my first child when I was 30.
I find it very hard to believe. I'm sorry.
Well, let's just assume that the lady's telling the truth.
Okay. Question number two.
Go ahead.
Have you ever had your ass work done?
No, but I had a breast reduction.
There you go. There you go. I knew it.
So what's the big deal? I mean, but it's not your job to tell the whole world. I mean, do you not have a life that you have to, because someone sold a stupid nacho recipe?
White women are always fooling with their breasts. It's ridiculous. Listen, she shows up with my nacho recipe.
Well, if you had back pain and medical problems like I did, you would have had a reduction.
Absolutely.
Listen, she shows up with my nacho recipe, and everybody and their brother is going to hear about her ear bob.
Well, that's not your business to do that, but I really, really think that you desperately need psychiatric care.
I'll take it under advisement.
You really need to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you recommend a doctor?
Well, I live in Virginia, so I don't know where you live.
She really upset with me, yeah. I didn't give her what she liked.
Right, and no abortion.
I don't know what to tell her, don't know what to say. Everything got funky last night.
Bill Henry.
David.
You know that you started in New Haven tonight, right?
Yeah, we're on a WELI New Haven.
You know who you replaced on that station?
No, I don't.
Bruce Williams.
Bruce Williams.
Right. So, buddy, you got a big hill to climb, and that I don't even know why they're running your show on that station.
Well, we'll do the best job the way...
Yeah, yeah. But if those people that pick Bruce Williams, man, forget it. You are stillborn in that town.
Thank you. Boy, what a vote of confidence.
That's why I'm here.
She's so tough and pure as a driven flush. And that's not the jewelry she's talking about. It really don't cost that much.
Curse me!
We'll be right back.